The government has done well, considering the resource constraint that the government inherited. You realize that the first budget, that the 2017 budget, was very tight, especially when the government also had in mind to implement most of the campaign pledges. So, and looking at the financial status as at the time, it was a bit difficult. However, the finance minister and the economic management team did very well to come up with a budget for which most of these policies could be initiated. If you think, for instance, the free SHS, it took a huge financial toll on the economy, but still the government managed to start the implementation.
In my opinion, it's not been that bad. The government has been able to roll out some of the policies and initiatives that he talked about during the campaign period, talking of the free SHS, the planting for food and jobs, and some other programs. I think I have my own reservations with the free SHS program. I thought maybe he could have absorbed some of the cost first and then gradually we do it the entire free program. But that notwithstanding, the government is not doing that bad. I believe there is more to come this year, and it should work on implementing policies which will give the youth jobs to do, because that's all we're talking about, jobs.
My assessment of the government is, I think it's been a year, and I think they've done quite well. It's not that bad. Let's look at the free SHS, for instance. Even though there are some hiccups, I think it's okay, because a lot of the children from deprived homes are in school now. I think that is one thing I will commend the government with. But I think as time goes on, they should just look at the free SHS and then accommodation issues and stuff.
For me, I would say the government, he has done well for the first past 1 year he has been in office. But the other thing that I would like to talk about is the unemployment rate in the country. He should try and do all he can in his capacity to make sure that he is able to absorb some of the graduate, even if not all, at least 50% of the unemployed.